Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. It will be an emotional game on Long Island this weekend when a high school pitcher takes the mound after he recovered from a tragic crash. Our Sophia Hall following that story, and she joins us live.
And Linda, I am about to meet 17-year-old Anthony Pagliuca, and this is a very exciting weekend for him, one that many thought would never happen. The St. Anthony's High School senior was in that horrific crash last September, and that crash killed two of his friends and left Anthony in a coma on a ventilator with a severe brain injury, a fractured neck, and a broken pelvis. Doctors did not know if he would survive, but this Sunday he will be pitching for the school's baseball game. The game will honor his two friends who died in the crash, and I'm sure that when he takes the mound, people will be calling the moment a miracle. Linda?
Our Sophia Hall with that amazing story. The attorney for Luigi Mangione has filed a motion to have his case dismissed. In a 57-page brief, Karen Friedman Agnifilo says it's because the parallel state and federal investigations against her client violate his rights against double jeopardy. She's also asking for some of the evidence against him to be tossed, saying Mangione was interrogated without being told he had the right to remain silent, and that during his arrest, his bag was searched without a warrant. Mangione is facing terrorism and other charges in the deadly shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The Manhattan DA's office has until May 14th to respond to his attorney's request. A suspect is in critical condition after being shot by police officers last night in the Bronx.
He was threatening to kill his mother with a knife held to her neck. The 34-year-old man ignored all verbal commands from the officers who shot him. Chief of Patrol Philip Rivera says,
for over 2.5 minutes, our officers attempted to get the male to put the knife down and free his mother.
And after they shot him,
our officers rendered aid to the male, and EMS removed the male to Jacoby Hospital, where he is in critical condition.
Nick says the Bronx is the wild, wild west.
That's terrible. That's not good. I don't know his mental condition.
And police say that mother is doing okay. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Mulford Avenue.
If you take the Long Island Railroad's West Hempstead line to work, then you already know service has been suspended since last night. It's because of a work train that caught fire in Malvern, just east of the Westwood station. Luckily, no one was hurt, but that fire remains under investigation. In the meantime, folks are being asked to use alternate branches until further notice. Of course, just keep it right here on 1010 Winds. We'll bring you traffic and transit on the ones for all the latest. Well, it turns out last night's big reopening at the Brooklyn Mirage wasn't a reopening after all. Just a few hours before DJ Sarah Landry was due to take the stage, a post popped up on the venue's Instagram saying it had run into some trouble with its final city inspection, and it was forced to cancel the show. Meanwhile, the status for tonight's show still up in the air, even though the Mirage is promising the venue is ready and up to standard. The Brooklyn Mirage had closed for renovation months ago and promised to reopen with groundbreaking new technology, a larger dance floor, and a state-of-the-art sound system. But there was speculation it wouldn't get the doors open on May 1st as planned, especially after posts on social media showed cranes and construction equipment still on the scene as recently as a few days ago. A Manhattan postal worker has been sentenced to 3 years conditional discharge after pleading guilty to mail theft charges. Authorities say 36-year-old Destiny Anderson stole credit cards and checks worth hundreds of thousands of dollars from the mail at the Radio City Post Office on West 52nd Street, then tried to sell them on social media. Her partner, 34-year-old Anthony Johnson, has also pleaded guilty in the case and will be sentenced on June 27th. The wake is today for the beloved grandmother who was killed by a stray bullet in Harlem.
She was one of the first Black women to own a bodega in Harlem. A mother, a grandmother, and friend. Now a memory to all those who loved her.
She was a kind, loving person.
Ernest worked with Mama Z in the National Action Network, and he's here today to pay his respects. He says after this, he'll keep attending anti-violence rallies in her honor.
I mean, you won't stop it. But you could minimize it by what you're doing. The only way to do that is to come together. And when people come together, things start happening.
Mama Z's alleged gunman turned himself in last week, and she died making sure her grandson was safe in a hail of gunfire. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Mother AME Zion Church.
A second arrest has been made in connection with last month's huge wildfire in Ocean County, New Jersey. The 17-year-old suspect, who's not being identified because of his age, is charged with arson and hindering apprehension. 19-year-old Joseph King was previously arrested in connection with the wildfire, which was the second largest in the Garden State in the last 20 years. Amtrak is fighting back today against criticism of its plan to close the East River tunnels for 3 years so it can fix damage done by Superstorm Sandy. Amtrak has sent a letter to Governor Hochul after she criticized the plan to shut down two of the four East River tunnels for repairs, shutting down one tunnel at a time for a year and a half each. Hochul and other leaders have asked why the work can't be done on nights and weekends. In its letter, Amtrak called the objections surprising, saying it worked closely with the state and the MTA to come up with the plan. And it says Amtrak remains committed to delivering this necessary project safely and on schedule. Governor Hochul and the MTA have not responded to the letter yet.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.